Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and you're listening to 5 Minutes on Psalm 30. This is a psalm about reversal, about how God can take our blackest moments, the times when it seems that there's no hope, no way out, and he can transform them and bring salvation and deliverance out of those darkest times. Before we get into exploring that theme in a little bit more detail, I just want to walk through the basic flow of the psalm. So it begins like this: I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Now, to extol God means to lift him up, to make him high, to give him the priority in our thoughts and in our hearts. And we do that because, in this case, David says, because God has lifted him up. He's brought up his soul from the grave, verse 3, that he should not go down into the pit. So you can see the play on ideas of exalting God, making him high, because God's lifted him up, brought him up, and caused him not to go down to the pit. And then David opens it out. Not only will he extol God, but he encourages us to do the same. This reversal is not just something for David, but it's something that other people like us can experience as well. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Verse 4. Then there's a flashback halfway through verse 7 through to verse 10, where he describes again his past despair and how God has saved him from it, and then finally a bit more about David's response and his joy and gladness at how God has delivered him. So let's focus a bit more on this idea of reversal, and we can get at that idea by thinking of the contrast that the psalm presents between life and death. There isn't much greater of a contrast that we could think of than that, is there, than between life and death. And there's several references to death in the psalm. Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, that I should not go down to the pit. So at one point, that's the only outlook and future that David seems to have. He's staring death in the face. Again, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Is that going to be the end of it all? Is that what it's all about? Is that the final outcome, the purpose of our lives, that it should all come to a great full stop in death? And the answer is no, that's not the end or the point. The point is that out of death, God can bring life. He can bring this reversal, this deliverance for those who turn to him. God has brought up David's soul from the grave. He's kept him alive that he should not go down to the pit. Verse 3, in God's favor is life. Verse 5. And the same contrast, expressed in a different way, we can find again in verse 5 and verse 11. And this time it's expressed not as a life and death contrast, but as a contrast between weeping and mourning on the one hand and joy and rejoicing in the other. Famous verse, this one: weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Every night that there has ever been, and it's interesting, isn't it, that our troubles and difficulties and problems often seem so much worse in the dark at night. But every night that there's ever been has been broken by the dawning of a new day, and God would have it so. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Verse 11, thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. So David puts his garments of mourning away, his sackcloth and his ashes, and now he's clothed with gladness because of the wonderful salvation that God's wrought for him. And so he says in the last verse of the psalm that he will sing praise to God and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.